sitting at the feet of the Master Teacher, March 10. We enter into Christ's rest. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, Hebrews 4:9. If you are willing to learn meekness and lowliness of heart in Christ's school, He will surely give you rest and peace. It is a terribly hard struggle to give up your own will and your own way, but this lesson learned, you will find rest and peace. Pride, selfishness, and ambition must be overcome. Your will must be swallowed up in the will of Christ. The whole life may become one constant love sacrifice, every action a manifestation, and every word an utterance of love. As the life of the vine circulates through stem and cluster, descends into the lower fibers, and reaches to the topmost leaf, so will the grace and love of Christ burn and abound in the soul, sending its virtues to every part of the being and pervading every exercise of body and mind. In being co-workers with Christ in the great work for which He gave His life, we shall find true rest. When we were sinners, He gave His life for us. He wants us to come to Him and learn of Him. Thus we are to find rest. He says He will give us rest. Learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. In doing this, you will find in your own experience the rest that Christ gives, the rest that comes from wearing His yoke and lifting His burdens. A form of godliness without the power is a weariness and burden, but when the whole heart is enlisted in the service of Christ, there is rest to the soul. For God causes such to triumph daily over the powers of darkness. God helps him who commits his soul unto the Lord as unto a faithful Creator. To learn the lessons Christ teaches is the greatest treasure students can find. Rest comes to them in the consciousness that they are trying to please the Lord.